morning and good afternoon. I don't know. It's afternoon already. I'm okay. I had a beautiful sunrise and I'm sailing in light upwind. Nice, clean weather. Seems to be good now.
But Nando, you've had some pretty tough weather over the last 3 days. Were the conditions worse than you expected?
Yes, it was tough. At the same time, like Conrad went into the cyclone, or the cyclone came there where we were. I was on the east side and Conrad was on the west side, and that was tough for each of us. Maybe I was more lucky because I had only 40 plus knots of wind, and I could sailing in about 80 degrees of true wind angle. It was a good progress, but it was really tough, and it was more or less a half a day, and it was not so bad as long as I had the wind. The worst was that after the wind died very quickly, the front passed me, and after that I was here with two small sails, three reefs down, and stay without wind. I had 6 meters of waves, and that was terrible for the boat. It was really slamming, tough inside. I hardly could move in the cockpit either, because it was moving so much and it was so violent. So it was until yesterday noon, it was really bad and difficult. And after that, since the time I'm sailing well, there is okay now.
Was it worse than you expected, Nando?
Fortunately, there is no problem now. Not that type of problem. So I've got some problems since a long time, but these are electrical problems and software problems. Outside, I make a check day by day and sometimes hour by hour to control everything and try to avoid any major problem. Right now it seems to be all right physically. These electrical problems, some of them I cannot solve working without some loose something. You know, this is a non-stop kind of tension inside. Every day, every time, every gust, you are expecting something wrong, and you are afraid about lose something. That's all, no more. Normally, I don't be afraid about anything, but here down in the south, anything can happen. If I'm afraid about something, is that you have a major damage, which doesn't allow me to keep going.
How do you feel? We're nearly 60 days into the race. How do you feel today?
Yes, I feel that. I feel that 60 days, this is 2 months. And for a while, I felt that's all right, no problems. It was just yesterday when we started, and the progress is good. We are moving, and that's all right. But now I feel this two months, because it was a long time ago when we were on land. And sometimes, not physically, mentally, I'm tired a little bit, but I know why I'm here and what to do. So it is just sometimes kind of feeling. That's it. Normally, I do my job and no problem.
And what's on the job list just now? What do you have to fix when you get time?
What's on the job is my inverter. This is an electrical charger, which made me 220 volts the boat, and failed immediately after the start. I'm working on it, but it doesn't want to work, so it is hopeless. I'm working on the GPS issue. Always there is something. So as I mentioned, day by day, I have a look around. I go out, take my wet weather gear. I go out and I check everything until the first tip of the bowsprit. Because anything can happen. As I read, Conrad lost the pin of the forestay. That can happen. So sometimes I could see my pin was halfway out. So it is always checking some things. It is a non-stop job.
It's been tough for Conrad. He's had some problems.
Yes. We changed letters with him before he went into the cyclone. And I was worried about him because I could see he's on a really wrong place. Still, I'm worried about him because there is a hopeless fight he's doing. And this is a huge fight. And I'm really fear with him. I told him in my last letter, I would see him rather in front of me than in that situation. But unfortunately, we could not avoid it. So he's fighting, and this is a really difficult fight. I don't wish to anybody, and really solidarity with him.
Good. That's well. Hopefully he will be okay. I think he's made a temporary fix just now. Nandor, as ever, a real privilege to speak with you. Thank you for sharing your race with us, and we'll catch you on Spirit of Hungary, getting towards Cape Horn now.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, Minnakinakinet. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, all right. See you later.
Thank you, Nandor. Perfect. So that's Nandor Fah showing considerable concern for the plight of Conrad Coleman behind him, and saying he'd rather Conrad was in front of him than to be in that storm. So meantime, Nandor about 1,200 miles to Cape Horn, so probably 3 or 4 days until he gets out of the Pacific and into the Atlantic.